was a first cousin of my son-in-law. Mm-hmm. My daughter Gail married David, and Mr. was a, he used to be a blacksmith at the old stockyard in Atlanta. They don't have an old stockyard there now. It was out there, Brady Avenue and Marietta Street. Mm-hmm. And he was a blacksmith there, and he bought a lot of land in DeKalb and Gwinnett counties. The old man's still living. He's 90, about 93 or 4 years old. Still owns several hundred acres of land in Gwinnett County. He sold a lot of land at school, I think, built in.
That's where my husband went to elementary school.
School is built on some of the land that he owned, and there's a shopping center out there. I don't know what all that Mr. used to own. The old man was a blacksmith. He saved his money and bought land, and I'm going to tell him what he's worth.
I bet.
He sold a bunch of land here a while back, and the old man getting old, and he sold a bunch of land, and the people couldn't pay for it. They'd already paid down over $100,000 on it, I think. Mm-hmm. The old man said, I don't want the land back, I want the money. So he had to take the land back, and then he turned around and sold it for about the same as he just made that. He just made that money that he, uh-huh, that they'd already paid down on it. But he's quite an old man. He's in his 90s. He still drives a car and runs his tractor, makes a garden and all that. That's my son-in-law's granddaddy. And his wife's still living, too.
She's in her 90s, too?
Yeah. Yeah, they're in her 90s.
Did anybody in your family live to be in their 90s?
Yes, my grandmother was 90. She was in her 93rd year when she died. Mm-hmm. And my mother was 83 when she died. Mm-hmm. But my father died, he was only 55 when he died. My great-grandmother on the mother's side lived to be 92. Now, I had a great aunt, my grandma's sister, lived to be almost 101. Mm. And I recall when I went to her birthday when she was 100 years old, just to show you how sharp her mind was, she asked me where my other two brothers was. They hadn't been to see her that day. She says, where's Richard and Gilbert? Says they hadn't been to see me yet. She was expecting them now. Of all the buckos of nieces and nephews and great nephews and great great and all that, She still recalled those two boys hadn't been to see her that day. That's how sharp her mind was.
Where do Richard and Gilbert live?
Gilbert lives on the West Shallow Road, about a half a mile from Highway 5. He works at Ford Motor Company. Mm-hmm. He has three children, James Edward and Doris. She married, and he's leaving today to go to seminary in Texas to be a Baptist minister. Mm-hmm. His oldest daughter's husband, mm-hmm, and then Mary Ann, she's a teacher, and her husband is he's principal of Holly Springs School, and she's a teacher at Woodstock School. They both already have their master's degrees.